This goes to Aubrey Akers, A-K-E-R-S, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-875-5023 regarding Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, Gantz, G-A-N-T-Z. Date of birth 7-1 of 1935. Dear Miss Akers, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Gantz with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and Parkinson's disease. Her last visit was October 7th, 2025. She's been feeling well. Her weight is stable. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, and she is accompanied by her son today. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melina. She does have some chronic constipation and uses Senecot daily and Miralax if needed for constipation. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No recent falls. Medications, I want to highlight amarodione 200 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Farxiga 10 milligram daily, metoprolol is 25 milligram daily, potassium 10 mil equivalent daily with Bumex 0.5 milligram daily. The Senecot is 2 at bedtime, Miralax if needed, omeprazole, iron tabs, magnesium oxide, Lipitor, Tylenol if needed for pain. Physical exam, weight 196 pounds, pulse is 70, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 76. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Currently, heart is regular today, no murmur or rub. Abdomen is soft without ascites and trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 1st, 2026. Creatinine is 1.37. This is a stable level. Estimated GFR is 37. Albumin 4.3, calcium 9.3. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin 13.5. Normal platelets, but white count was elevated at 14.52. She also had a urine done, and that was March 1st, and she did have a urinary tract infection and was treated with antibiotics for that. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked her to continue to check lab studies every 3 months, so they will be due again in June. Two, hypertension, currently well controlled. Three, cardiomyopathy history with low ejection fraction. And no history of Parkinson's disease. And the patient will have labs every 3 months and then a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.